I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, you're listening to another radio show episode of the Modern Australian Underground. I'm your host, Christina Papp, and on the show today, I'll be bringing in some music genres I haven't played for you yet, including some country, drill, and death metal happening right now in the modern Australian underground, as well as my usual favourites. First up on the show today, mid-last year, Banana Gun released the LP, The True Story of Banana Gun. They just played a show as part of Melbourne Music Week, supported by their friends Parsnip and Vintage Crop. I wasn't able to make it, but from the videos circulating, it looked like an exciting show to be at. This is Out of Reach. Na, 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 na.
Out. My They took the stars out of heaven. they took her from me. All the sunshine and sweet things in life are all just a memory. I won't find another sweetheart. I know it never can be. They took the stars out of heaven the day they took her from me.
Hillbilly country music, a sound born in the States but adapted over the years for outback country Australia. That was William Alexander with the song They Took the Stars Out of Heaven off his Garlic Picking Time CD released September 2019. I had some friends supporting William when he played a show at the retreat at the end of 2020. It was the first show I'd been to in over 10 months, and it was a lovely gig to ease back into being in close proximity with strangers again. The song before that was called A Joke by Mystery Guest, done as a commission for Melbourne Music Week, a government project. It was written, recorded, mixed and mastered all during COVID-19 lockdown last year. Then partner Luke did the song Geelong, which was released by I Heard a Whisper Presents Club 7. Jason Moore is behind that label, who also does local and or general on Triple RFM, as well as just being a general legend and positive force working in the Melbourne live music scene for years. And at the top, Melbourne's Banana Gun with Out of Reach. Mastered by Mikey Young. Four words that frequent the credits of Bandcamp pages and record inserts. But post Eddie Current's Suppression Ring, Mikey has done other well-known projects like Total Control and The Green Child, as well as lesser-known ones hidden behind pseudonyms. But the Curtains cassette that came out of Altered States in October is just him. This is Mikey Young with the song Blues on Modern Australian Underground.
Thank you.
Mikey Young opened up the set with Blues, followed by Chook Race. The Chook Race LP, Around the House, was their last release as far as I can tell. It came out a few years back now, September 2016, but they played a 10-year show at the Tote just last week. Maybe that means they have something new in the works, but either way, it is cool to see this band play a show and give their fans some good time nostalgia. Then I played Two Meals a Day by Brickhead. Brickhead is a punk music project, mostly done by Sarah Hardiman, who has been in bands like Deathwish, Moon Rituals, and Nightclub. It initially came out as an online-only release mid-last year, then finally being put to cassette as a split release between Melbourne labels Cease and Desist and Weirdo Mazik. Sarah got together a full band to finally play a launch show, which happened at Nighthawks last week, supported by Sleeper and Snake. And at the bottom there was Smooch with the song Pucker Up. It was released on a promo cassette in 2019, but I wanted to give it a spin because they're a shredding glam rock band who go all out at their shows, and I'm hoping they have plans for more shows and releases in the future.
We'll be right back.
Vintage Crop were at the top with the song Gridlock that came out off their Serve to Serve Again LP. They just played a show as mentioned earlier in this episode with Banana Gun and Parsnip and have announced an early and late show at The Curtain on Saturday the 27th of February. They're being supported by the Stroppies on the late show, which is already sold out, but their early show with Uzo still has tickets available, so get on that ASAP. After that was Speed Week with the song Fishing off their recently released Hey Hey It's Speed Week LP. Then Total Defeat with Void off their Dreg 7-inch coming out of Perth's televised Suicide Records. And at the end, Private Function with Static Electricity, their Whose Line Is It Anyway LP coming out of Damage Records Co., which is the people from the band Clowns doing a label.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I hope you're ready to revisit your youth on the street, or mine at least, and get into some oi punk mostly made up of New Zealanders living in Melbourne's western suburbs. This is No Class with Boot Boys off their Boot Boys 7-inch. Their first demo in this 7-inch is being released on a 12-inch titled The Early Years, coming out sometime this year. You're listening to the Modern Australian Underground.
We'll be right back.
After No Class at the top, and made up of people from the same punk community, was Punter with Safe in the Bubble. They released a demo cassette last year, and the launch for it was one of the last gigs I went to before COVID kicked in. Look up the footage on YouTube. Everyone was crammed into someone's garage, falling over and crowd surfing while the bands played. It was a lot of fun. Punter is made up of members of Scab Eater, Enzyme, and a bunch of other cool bands from Melbourne. Amel and the Sniffers followed Punter with GFY off their self-titled LP that came out in 2019. They've had a lot of success with their music since they started in 2016, but still support the underground scene in different ways, which is really cool. The set finished with Decolonized by Lie off their Pontiac LP, which came out last year for Ruin Nation Records from Germany and D-Tact and Raw Punk Records out of Sweden. Gutless continues the heavy music as we enter the last set here on the Modern Australian Underground Radio.
IBB, Sydney FC Parramatta.
Oh, look out, I like all that madness. Undisputable,
amazing.
And he's had that match day Sunday, best laid out for. Laid out for days, laid out for days. With the brand new fade, and them trainers all minty. And a little backpack full of flares, chock a block for a mischief bass. And he loves that match day bass, and he loves that match day mixer.
I mean, like Bacardi mixer, like whatever that, like.
Match day bonanza, Adam and mine are married off. Match day bonanza, get mashed up, kitted up, kitted up, rocked. Match day bonanza, Adam and mine are married off. Match day bonanza, get mashed up, kitted up, kitted up, rocked. And what a result, did he mint them off that pitch? Did you see the mops, cop flares and rocks, then bottle rockets? And I love this life, and I love these western ends. Mash day bonanza, out of my mind, I'm nodding off. Mash day bonanza, get mashed up, kitted up, G'd up, rocked. Mash day bonanza, I'm out of my mind, I'm sodding out of it. Mash day bonanza, get mashed up, kitted up, G'd up, rocked. Mash day bonanza, out of my mind, I'm sodding out of it.
How could they think they beef with us? Oh, yeah. When we deal with them, no fuss. None. Them boys get rushed by us. Finna drill on them, then bust. If retaliation is a must, why ain't seen them since you got tough? As you know, what else is fucked? When man got chopped, his dangerous what? I'm a back mark and lock Wu-Tang. We pull up, they bold like Usain. Gotta show up, boy, my shoe game. When I'm kicked in his head like Luke Kang. What's this talk that we call for peace? Fuck that shit, lad, we want beef. Now, all my G's are ready to eat our hood or yours. Where do we meet? Wait. Send a location, bring your crew. I'ma dip your fans, I'ma dip you too. Don't case up, don't get it confused. Get slapped in the street, you snooze, you lose. Left right step in the up block, track shit hoodie. You know man's not hot. Whole game's rock game and a headlock. About heroes go get or get caught. I've got that stick for them boys there, or anyone else who wants that smoke. That 6-1, get it done, run up on anyone. I swear mothers, that ain't no joke. These boys are bums, they ain't on funds. I'll give you my word that these ops are broke. These clowns are jokes, and I don't dance. But if I spot ops, I'ma hit them folks. How could they think they beef with us? When we deal with them, no fuss. Them boys get rushed by us. Finna drill on them, then bust. If retaliation is a must, why ain't seen them since you got tough? As you know, what else is fucked? When man got chopped, his dangerous what? I used to run down ops in my vodlies. Walk through shops with a blade, no trolleys. Don't get too close, I'ma let them know. Everywhere I go, that's on me. That's Nova, K-Squad, Donny. Ops run from me, I drill them properly. I hit with a stick, no hockey. Splash, then dash, ASAP like Rocky. Don't talk about us, we know the G-O. Show no face, they D-Lo. I'ma take your shit like Debo. Shank on, give him a stitch, no Lilo. I shoot my shots, then reload. Score that point in the court like free throws. My bro's got me, my amigos. You won't make a home if you come around here, though. I shit you not, I don't drill for the music. Lock, how could I prove it? If there's ops on scene and I got that thing, I'ma throw up gang and use it. Them boys over there do Netflix chill. Us boys here do reckless drills. That's what I'm about, my name's not Ralph. My mum's, I'ma wreck him still. I got dropped, now who's up next? They talk about war, we move like vets. These ops don't faze me, these ops are lazy. They ain't done shit since cause shit. How could they think they beef with us? When we deal with them, no fuss. Them boys get rushed by us. Finna drill on them, then bust. If retaliation is a must, why ain't seen them since shit got touched?
Why not?
As you know, what else is fucked? When man got chopped, his game just watched.
How could they think they beef with us? When we deal with them, no fuss. Them boys get rushed by us. Finna drill on them, then bust. If retaliation is a must, why ain't seen them since shit got touched? As you know, what else is fucked? When man got chopped, his game just watched.
Death metal band Gutless at the start of the set played a gig this past weekend at the Old Bar with Whitehorse and Vile Apparition. The song Manufactured God was taken off a split release with Mortal Wound that came out as a 12-inch and also on cassette. Toll was up next with Collapsing, off their last Grief CD from a few months back. Justin Fuller and Sean Bailey play in this post-punk band together and have been in a few other bands prior to this, such as Lakes and Tax. The song Match Day is out of Sydney, and by Endless and Crazy Mike, who released their debut smash-up Sydney-based CD, an album that comes with an A5 zine, in August 2020. Endless is Mitch from Lowlife, and is spelt with a 3 instead of an E at the start, and a 5 instead of an S at the end, And Crazy Mike is Michael from Den. And ending the set and the show was Nasa Nova making drill with the song Us. Drill is a style of trap music that came out of Chicago in 2010, so a baby genre that is currently blowing up big in the UK, Ireland, the Netherlands, but also Australia with artists like 1-4 in Sydney. So here we are, at the end of another show. Next week I'll be back with another interview. Shows are coming back to Melbourne, so pack your face mask and some hand sanitizer and get yourself out there. Contact me at Litmus Media if you want to get in contact. Otherwise, you'll hear from me next week on the Modern Australian Underground.
Litmus Media.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.